Back at ease. House Trade Affairs Committee, please come to order. Good morning, everybody. Please call the roll.
Representative Hughes?
Here.
Representative Isaacson?
Here.
Representative Keller?
Here.
Representative Millett? Representative Christ Tompkins? Representative Gaddis?
Here.
Chair Lynn?
Here. Okay, today we have, I believe, only one item on the agenda. That'd be House Bill number 310. That's about delegates for a national convention of the states. And would you, sponsor, please come forward. Good morning. Please introduce yourself.
For the record, Representative Tammy Wilson, District 2, Fairbanks, North Pole.
Good morning. Thank you for presenting this bill to us again. We have a CS for this bill. Would you please tell us what is different about the CS, and then we'll make a motion to adopt it.
Okay, Mr. Chair, there's three changes. The first one is changing the United States Constitutional Convention to Convention of the States, so it matches the resolution. I missed that the first time, so sorry about that. We amended the delegates to be two delegates and two alternate. And we also then deleted on page 2, line 15, delegates and alternate delegates serve without compensation. We talked to legal about this, and they said as long as there was nothing in the bill, then it would require them to speak about it at that time and make that determination on compensation.
Fine, thank you. Any questions about the proposed changes? And then after we get that done, then we'll make a motion on it. Representative Isaacson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Sounds like you want to get out of here. So, Madam Sponsor.
Thank you.
What were you going to say? She hadn't taken over yet. Go ahead.
And nor does she want to, Chair Lynn.
Go ahead.
Madam Sponsor. Okay. Yes. Two delegates. What's the rationale, if you would explain that, please?
Representative Isaacson, through the chair. There's been a lot of concern about, and it started here, as far as, you know, if we were going to charge a felony, who would go on if we had 5, 10, 15 delegates? Could any of them all of a sudden push a button? We're not sure. Also, I asked around in the building just to see what people said, and everybody seemed to land on two. There was also quite a few that bills that are currently out there in other states that have also said that two was the number to kind of hold it down to.
All right. Mr. Chair, thank you.
Any other questions?
So it kind of reminds me back in the day when Ben Franklin and John Adams went to France. But then John Jay came, and you would have thought that would have been a better mix. But then Adams went over to England and Holland. So two probably is a good number.
But were you there along with me? Or?
Yes, sir. I was your valet. But I would be concerned if we dropped it down to one, because one doesn't really have anything to sharpen one's wits with.
Right.
So two, I guess two is good. Thank you for that explanation.
I agree. Any other questions from the committee? If not, I'd entertain a motion to adopt the CS.
Mr. Chair, I move CS for House Bill number 310, version LS-099, November.
Okay. Without objection, we have adopted the CS. Now, do we have anybody? We're going to open public testimony again.
Nobody
online? Okay.
Then I have another motion for you, sir.
Okay. Any other comments you'd like to make?
No, Mr. Chair.
Representative Keller, Vice Chair Keller.
Well, I don't mean to be ramming, but I would move LS-099 November CS House Bill number 310 out of committee with individual fiscal notes and attached fiscal note.
Okay, without objection, the bill passes from committee. We'll take
if you get old, so.
Thursday, we have no legislation to consider on this coming Thursday in the State Affairs Committee. And anything else to come before the committee this morning? If not, we are adjourned.
Thank you.
That's the fastest.